Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANEOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPACGAFAIR or any of them there, guys.
None of them.
Not a one.
You don't even sound like you're speaking that well for you.
Yeah, I got a little cold thing going on. So, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce Biel, as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet.
Dude. Sweet.
Awesome.
Great.
Gag me.
Spoon.
So, Shelley, how was your day?
Slow.
How'd that choir thing at church go today?
The one I didn't go to?
You forsook them. Is that right?
You skipped.
Yes.
You forsook?
I think so, yes.
You sooked.
I sooked. No, because this morning I couldn't actually stand all the way up. I could stand, and I was mostly up, mostly dead, but I just didn't really want to do anything energetic today. I'm trying to not move my back as much as possible. I currently have what's supposed to be a patch on my back to make it feel better, with the Salonpas stuff. It's got capsaicin in it, and it doesn't feel like it's doing anything.
Put another one on.
If one is good, two is better.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe
they're
the
not
line...
They're not addictive unless you use them all the time over a long period.
Line the Salonpas with, like, Demerol or something.
Ooh.
You know what capsaicin is, though? That's what the active ingredient is. It's pepper juice. That's the active ingredient in these things. That's why it feels hot on your skin.
Huh. Oh, so it's like Tabasco.
I just saw a thing. The guy broke the world record for eating ghost peppers. 16 ghost peppers. They're 400 times hotter than jalapenos.
Yeah. And yet he lives?
And when they went to reach him for comment, he said, "Hey, there's somebody in here." Ba-dum-bum. I stole that straight off Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
What I want to know, though, I want the microphone in there for the next day when he sits down to a...
Oh, yeah.
When he's screaming at the top of his lungs as a...
You know the guy...
I don't get it.
He was in the bathroom. Hey, there's somebody in here.
Oh.
When they found him for comment.
Are you caught up now?
Yeah, okay, that was really a dumb joke. That was is why I don't watch SNL anymore.
You know the guy, Andrew Zimmerman?
Yep.
The guy that eats all the crazy foods?
Yep.
He goes to Thailand or something, and he's going to eat, like, these incredibly hot peppers. And the guy goes, "Here you go." He's all getting ready, and he's like, okay, and he starts to eat it, and... You could see him just sweating stuff. He's like, oh, and he eventually drinks some milk and stuff. He's like, oh, my God, I can't believe that I just ate one of the hottest peppers in the world. And the guy looks at him and goes, oh, no, that's not the hottest. He goes, I'm not even close to hottest. He goes, all these peppers in all these trays, they're all hotter than that. And he's like, oh. And he goes, yeah, I just thought you want to try pepper. He goes,
yeah. Was that one hot enough?
Guy from Thailand picks up one of those peppers, pops it in his mouth like it's nothing, and he's just chewing it up, and Andrew Zimmerman's looking at him like, oh, my God. He goes, you want a hot one? Yeah, here's a hot one. I think this one's hot.
Yeah.
Yikes.
The guy was actually English, but he ate so many peppers, he sounded like that.
I was going to say, yeah, that was a really stellar accent. Thanks, Bruce.
It was a guy from Thailand with a cold.
It was a Thai thing?
Yeah.
It was a Thai stick?
Yeah, I think it was a Thai stick.
It was a Thai shtick. That was a Thai shtick.
It was Thai shtick.
Don't make me laugh. It hurts my back.
Yeah, well.
What?
No, I don't know.
Oh, well, then it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
You guys are pretty good dudes.
Awesome dudes.
I have to say.
We flex ours.
We have shout outs to Shelly, me, Mark, Phil, Fran, and Bill.
Okay.
I don't really need a shout out. I actually work for the organization, so yeah, I'm just doing my job.
Since Bruce gives himself one, he needs to give them to everybody else, too.
Yeah, we'll see if I throw
just,
you guys
he's
in.
He's just
there,
that kind of guy. Because
okay.
He's that kind of guy.
When you sent one in.
I did.
A good one, too. The first one Shelly gave me. Oh, yeah, you might as well get ready because.
Oh, we're going to have a hero?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not one hero. But I will give you the story. There's this girl, Lacey Brown.
Is this the hero?
No, Lacey Brown is, well,
Lainey,
in a way.
Lainey.
I'm sorry, Lainey. She is, in a way, a hero. She is 8 years old and she has leukemia.
Aren't we supposed to do the hero alert thing first? Usually I say hero alert and then you guys go.
Well, she's not
okay.
Is this a hero story?
It is a hero story. Okay. She loves music, she loves dancing, she loves Taylor Swift, and she loves Christmas. Unfortunately, she's maybe not going to make it to the end of this year.
Definitely not.
And she's probably definitely not. And one of her dying wishes was to meet Taylor Swift, which Taylor Swift did. And then also, like, Skypes with her. I can't remember.
Yeah.
What they, there's some video.
She's bedridden at
face,
home.
FaceTime, whatever that is. Because this gal's bedridden. And so she wanted some carolers to come. And so they put a thing out on Facebook and everything. If some carolers could come and stand outside the house and sing loudly so that she could hear them. So as the story says, first a few people showed up. And then a few more people showed up. And then a few hundred people showed up. And by the time it was all said and done, there were 10,000 heroes of the week all on the street and around the house. And all 10,000 of them sang Christmas carols to her.
That's pretty cool.
And apparently she could hear them. And she said, "I can hear you now. I love you." And
it always made me all sniffly when I was reading the story.
Did Taylor show up?
She didn't show up then, but
not
she had already
Skyped with her. But I mean, okay. This little girl's probably going to have passed away by Christmas, or if not in shortly years. Thereafter. She was given like a week ago. She was given a few days to live.
Okay.
One woman 10, wrote
10,000 people.
That's one a woman cool story. Wrote that she felt like she had taken part in a miracle.
Oh, and then the other thing was her mom was holding her the other day and said, "I'm sorry, sweetie. I was really praying for a miracle for you." And she said, "I already have a miracle." And her mom said, "What's that?" And she said, "Well, I got you for a mommy."
Oh.
Oh, don't be. You're going to turn on the waterworks here. There goes Shelly.
It's just sad.
It's happy. It's a celebration of life.
What kind of. And see, the reason why I was kind of having you wait on the da 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 da, because for 10,000 people, da 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 doesn't quite sound like it really does it.
It's all we got, man.
You know.
We did the best we could.
Could you go this way or the other way?
Yeah, that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll probably cover it. Wow.
I don't even know what that was.
All right.
I was just,
Bill sent this one in.
Is this a study?
It is a study. It's not exactly.
Bill, king of the stupid study.
It's not exactly a stupid study, though, in a way, although it does involve the FDA. The FDA says antibacterial soaps do nothing for being antibacterial.
I've been saying this for years, and people do not listen to me.
They said, and they did this for a while. They did a 40-year study on antibacterial soaps, and they're saying that there's no different than using soap and water. Shelly's giving me a weird look.
It can't be 40 years unless they were doing it in the hospital as well, because 40 years ago you couldn't get antibacterial soaps unless you were a doctor in a hospital doing a scrub.
After more than 40 years of study, the U.S. government has found no evidence that common antibacterial soaps prevent the spread of germs at all.
And actually, it can make it worse.
And they, you know, a lot of people have said, well, you know, we didn't want to create super bacteria or whatever. But they're going to make all these bacterial soaps. They're going to give them a year. You either prove to us that it's doing it, or you got to change all your marketing and all that. So
the problem is that antibacterial soaps, their active ingredient is something called triclosan, which in the end will probably only end up creating hardier bacteria. If you want to kill the bacteria, you have to use alcohol. Three things kill everything.
So if you wash your hands with antibacterial soap and drink scotch and water at the same time?
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll do it?
There are three things. Biologists, chemists, they all say there are three things that will kill instantly, like bacterial-wise. Chlorine bleach, alcohol, and fire.
And potassium metabisulfite.
This one's from Fran.
What's that? When it's at home.
Sulfite solution.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sulfite kills.
This next one's from Fran.
Hi, Fran.
And it's from?
Florida.
Wow.
It's fabulous there.
It's from Florida. Duh. Santa snagged man nabbed with pot wrapped up as Christmas gifts.
What?
Apparently that's the way to transport all your weed. Is wrap it up like it's toys and presents.
And then dress as Santa?
No, he wasn't dressed as Santa. But there will be disappointed, probably not children, but disappointed people
they may be children.
Pennsylvania. Chris Kringle from Florida hit a wrinkle during a traffic stop. And apparently he had 20 pounds of weed wrapped up as toys. Dog found them.
The dog ate the pot?
No. The dog found the pot. End of story.
What happened to the dog?
It's a police dog.
Oh, okay.
Trained to find weed.
Light dawns on Marblehead. Sorry.
Should have put antlers on that sumbitch.
Mark, usually you have a thing to say. You know, there's usually, here's what I would have said. What would you have said to that one?
Book him, Dano.
Book him, Dano.
Oof.
Book him, Dano. From Bill.
Is it another stupid study?
No. Oh. This is about NORAD. You know how NORAD every year?
Yeah.
It shows Santa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a 39-cent video up. 39-second video up that in one part of the video, it shows Santa's sleigh being escorted by jets. And now, you know, as if they don't have enough to bitch about, there's people bitching about the fact that it's militarizing Santa.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And the interesting thing is NORAD just goes to show what you guys know. First of all, there are these Canadian jets. They're not even armed. And we've always had jets. And they've been doing this. Do you know that the NORAD's been doing this since like 19... where is it on here? It, like, forever they've been doing it. Like, from the 50s
or the early
60s.
Yeah, but I understand the protest. Yeah, there's a big issue with separation of Santa and state.
Yes.
It's the Boston-based campaign for a commercial-free childhood. Now, I don't know where the commercial thing is coming into this.
Some of the best Christmas moments of my childhood involve commercials.
Yeah.
The Santa, the on the razor. Yeah.
By the way, Ziki, did the church people who went to Mandela's funeral, did we let them come back?
I don't know. I didn't find anything on that.
They've been strangely silent. They may be stuck there. Woohoo!
That would be awesome.
they got there and found out when you protest in South Africa, you might just get shot.
Yeah. Westboro is no more.
Now, woo-hoo! Interestingly enough, this guy, what was his name? U.S. Navy Captain Jeff Davis, who works for NORAD, says, kind of as an interesting aside to this, he goes, we've had more hits to that site than we've ever had. He says, we're getting more hits than the healthcare site. They got 265,000 hits in one day.
And I'll bet you NORAD's site didn't crash.
It didn't.
That doesn't surprise me. Nobody can get on the healthcare site. How can they get any hits?
Six people in Oregon got on.
265,000 hits in a day. And they logged 114,000 new followers on Facebook. And 129,000 new Twitter followers.
What is wrong with your voice? The minute you put a mic in front of your face, your voice goes.
So I guess these guys, the fellowhood for commercial-free kids has really helped NORAD
nice job.
Out.
Nice job, guys. Thank you.
Pippi Longstockings.
I am Pippi Longstocking. If you say it fast, it's funny. Pippi Longstocking. How I love my funny name.
Oh, she loves a lot of things.
Yes, she does.
She loves a lot of things.
What is it?
She loves drinking and driving.
Okay.
She also loves doing porn.
What are you talking about? Explain, please.
Tammy Aaron,
yes.
Who played Pippi Longstockings, was arrested on Saturday for DUI and felony hit and run.
Wait, how old is she now?
She looks like she's in her 30s.
Her stockings are getting a little saggy.
No. She's got to be in her 60s by now. Which Pippi Longstocking?
One of them.
The one from number two. Pippi Longstocking's number two.
Because Pippi Longstocking, I remember, was made in the 60s.
It was made in 1988.
Oh, okay. That's not the one I'm thinking of. Never mind.
It's a more current Pippi Longstocking.
I'm thinking of the real Pippi Longstocking.
Well, she got arrested and held on $100,000 bail, sent someone to the hospital.
Yeah, played a little AA pinball.
She also previously got arrested for assaulting her roommate while drunk one time. But the porn movie, which in order to properly talk about it on the show, I had to go watch it.
Of course.
It was, first of all, I didn't really recognize her. I don't know. I didn't find it to be that interesting of a porn.
Of course, you never saw her in that position before.
Oh, no. No. And someone talked to her and said, oh.
Looked at the top of her head and went, oh.
They said, oh, you made $10,000 doing that. She goes, no, I made way more. And I'm like, well, great. I'm glad you can. Glad you can talk about that. Now, that'll be something that you'll want to share with your children.
I'm wondering what her BAC was.
I do not think it showed. It didn't show the BAC.
Oh.
It didn't have it.
It was high enough to play car careen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing.
This is always classic. I love this. This is in Chicago, Illinois.
Ah.
Guy gets pulled over for drunk driving. They're going to confiscate his vehicle. What do? You got to call someone to get a ride home. His two buddies show up to pick him up. They look like they might be a little intoxicated. Cop drives out the driveway behind him. They sideswipe a car immediately leaving the police station. And do a little sideways, you know, rattlesnake move down the street. Immediately get pulled over. Now they got three guys in for DUI. It's awesome. Oh, Bill was quite concerned about this. This will be the last one we do for this one. Bacon-geddon.
Uh-oh.
It's a-coming, like right now.
What do you mean, like right now?
Like right now.
The apocalypse is here?
That's what I would... You know what? I couldn't think of it. That's what I was trying to think of. The apocalypse.
The apocalypse. No!
Nebraska's become the latest U.S. state hit by a huge pig virus.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
And it's not killing the adult pigs, but it's killing between 50% and 100% of the baby pigs. It's called PEDV. It's never been in North America before until May. And when it really gets going, they think that a year from now or so, in the next couple of years, pork will get rarer and rarer and rarer.
Rare pork is not a good thing.
Better start stocking up.
It says right here, where does it say, moral of the story, stock your freezer with bacon.
And Twinkies.
It may be a better investment than gold.
Well, I've already actually started, a while back when we first started talking about the apocalypse, when it was in Europe, I started setting some aside. So we have some, a little bit already, but
really?
not a lot. Yeah. So we got, well, not
better
a lot,
yet,
especially
go buy a couple healthy pigs.
Well, especially since
them.
We ate some. So.
And they think, actually, they think it's being passed by livestock truckers. So they're trying to look at how to set it. Because it's in 20 states right now.
Is it sexual?
Humans?
Hopefully not. No. The in the trucks.
Oh, you said livestock truckers.
Not the livestock truckers themselves.
Wow.
Not them.
That's a strange kind of zoonosis.
It's a late, lonely night on the highway.
I'm from Nebraska where the men are men and the pigs are satisfied.
Feel like a pig, boy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You look, they show a picture of the driver. It's Ned Beatty.
Had sex the other night. She was a real pig.
Yeah. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Shelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a topic.
We do.
Old acquaintance be forgot.
And it probably will because I can't remember crap anymore.
Yeah. It's the New Year's show.
Happy New Year.
Happy flippin' New Year's. Another year sober.
Turn to page.
Another year sober for all of us. Good year. Every year I don't get loaded is a fine, fine example of a good year. Now.
Every New Year's I don't have to go out and drive is a good year. Amateur night.
Oh, that's true. So we should call it amateur night.
Everybody calls it that.
My
alcoholics call it that.
Yeah. Because
my sister will have 26 years on New Year's Day.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Happy, happy, happy. That's awesome.
Happy birthday to you.
Now, from back in the day.
A week last Tuesday?
What would a typical New Year's be like for you when you were drinking, Shelly?
Pretty much the same as it is now, except for without the beer. I stay home.
And, I mean, were you a stay out? You never went out on New Year's Eve?
And when I was in college, but not, I just don't want to get involved in all the mess out there.
Well, in college, you could have walked anywhere.
Yeah, because I went to UCLA. All the bars were like, you know, a football fields away from my apartment.
How about you, Mark?
Around December 28th.
Start stalking.
That's when you'd start.
We go pick up some Coke for New Year's.
Yeah. And you start.
Yeah.
Then.
And then you run out on the 29th. Mm-hmm. And then you go pick up more. And then on the 30th, you taper out. And you get up mid-afternoon on the 31st. Go out for a nice dinner. And then ring in the New Year.
Yes.
Buddy of mine owned a beauty salon. We would take one of the mirrors off of the wall.
A big mirror.
We would draw a line from one end to the other. And we'd ring in the New Year.
Wow. Now, so that we don't romance this too much, then what would happen? You know, there's guys at home right now going, that's a really big mirror, man. That's a really big mirror.
Yeah.
I went one time because really New Year's Eve to me was not really that different than any other day when I was really in my active addiction because I was getting loaded every day anyway. But we went one time to my friend Tom's house, and my friend Dennis and Tom decided they were going to have a drinking contest. And Dennis and Tom can both drink a lot. 9 o'clock, they're both passed out. Tom is the purveyor of the cocaine. He's now passed out.
Keys to the kingdom.
No. No, no. Nobody knew where it was.
He put it away?
Yeah, nobody knew where it was, so nobody was getting any. And I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. On New Year's Eve, yeah. I at the time was mostly a Coke dealer. I didn't really like to drink that much. I'm like, what the F am I going to do?
Yeah,
I was the most disappointing time I ever had.
Wake up.
Yeah.
You got to open the store.
Dude, I was telling him, I'm like, Tom. And he was like this kind of drunk. I was like, just let me sleep. I'm like, dude, you have to get up. There's like 35 people here. Want
Tom, where's the Coke? It's in the cellar. Yeah, Tom, what? You don't have a cellar.
Yeah, there is no cellar here, Tom.
Oh, yeah, Bruce.
Yeah. Now,
yes.
Certainly, we shouldn't be at those kind of parties.
Why?
Anymore. Well, unless we have a really good reason to go, and it's really hard for me to justify a good reason to go to a cocaine party.
Yeah, I can't really think of any good reason.
Now,
yes.
There's a gigantic party. It happens every New Year's Eve, all along the streets of Pasadena. People getting ready for the Rose Parade.
Roses, uh-huh.
I've been to that many times. That would be a relatively good reason to go into an area where there would for sure be a lot of drinking.
For sure.
For sure. Shelly, what would you tell a sponsee? They're gonna go to the Rose Parade. That's why they're going. They might have even bought tickets. You can buy tickets in the grandstands and stuff. They spent $50 to get good seats.
Stick to brandy.
Yeah.
It's a newcomer.
Well, someone you sponsor.
Well, it would depend on what stage in their recovery. I mean, if it's somebody who's been through the steps, got a couple years under their belt or whatever.
Then it's on.
Well.
Go for it.
There's a difference between, because a newcomer, we've seen it before with one of our other friends that was a newcomer. You have a newcomer going to a place where there's going to be a lot of partying, and, you know, the booze will be flowing freely. Do you really need to do that right then? Can that maybe wait until next year? But if they've got some time under their belt, they've done the steps, they've worked with others, the whole bit, you get a little bit of distance from that, and they're more likely, in fact, when they have a little more time, to say to their other sober friends, hey, let's go.
True.
Because we tend to do things in packs.
This would be a good thing to do in a pack.
Yes. Newcomers that don't have a pack yet tend to do things like fly to New York and say, oh, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah. I'm nervous for New Year's. Don't be nervous for New Year's.
Be nervous
for the 28th.
Yeah.
That was your sponsee.
Yes.
And your advice to him was?
You're not going to make it to New Year's anyway, so either don't go or just realize the fact that you're gone. And just
don't go or do it upright.
Yeah.
And come back beat up.
Yep. He did.
Yes, he did. At least for that time being. I have not seen him lately.
Neither have I.
Don't know. Yep. So
beat up story number 122.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the time of year when, especially if you're an alcoholic, because everything is alcohol related right now. Ads on TV, it's all. And, yeah. You know, the ads on TV are always showing alcohol like it's like everything is just like a Hollywood set when you drink. And, you know, it's not. It's more like, you know, Holt Avenue in Pomona when you drink. I mean, it's not this, you know, it's so impressive on the screen. It's always like they've got 100 drinks lined up, and they've got the thing where someone tips them and it tips over the shot in every drink. And I have never been in a bar where they did that. I'd kind of be interested in seeing that. But the kind of bars I was in, you were lucky if they could go ahead and add, you know, just pour booze along the bar because people are going to start pulling out the drinks before they're ready. And
I always wanted to know, you know, the Black Velvet woman?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the New Year's ads with the Black Velvet woman?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How awesome she looked.
Oh,
I always
yeah.
wanted to know what she looked like at the end of the night.
So did a lot of other people.
After all of the that Black Velvet, because
hair's all jacked up.
We wanted to know that. We wanted to know that too.
Stockings run.
Yes, she's got puke down one side of her hair. Mascara's all down her face.
I was in a market today. Just, I mean, people in a frenzy, running around shopping, getting everything done. I look over across the way. The Remy Martin girls are there.
Uh-oh.
Dressed like they are in
the commercials.
The commercials. Looking gorgeous and very classy.
I noticed.
And I'm like, what are you doing here?
I received no call.
There were only two.
I noticed I received no call.
There wasn't enough for you, apparently.
Did you call Shelly?
I was with my girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh, see, there weren't enough
well,
for
see,
you.
See, there was two available then. One for Shelly, one
right.
for me.
They stood out in the crowd.
I'll bet.
And they had bottles of Remy there that nobody in that store could afford to buy.
I'm sure. Well, go ahead.
I looked over and I went, wow, I recognize those. I know how much those cost 29 years ago. And I don't think they've gotten cheaper.
Very expensive?
Very expensive. So.
See, I'm one of those guys, and I know that there's booze out there that's been aged and this and that, and it's spectacular. It's like, man, to me, I look at people that, like, what's a really expensive vodka?
Belvedere.
I was going to say Belvedere. Belvedere, to me, I could drink, now give me a really crappy one. Potter's?
Pop-off.
Pop-off vodka. Yeah, I you know what? I'm just not a connoisseur of booze.
No, well, you're going to mix yours with orange juice anyway. What difference does it make?
No, I'm going to put a shot of roses in it and have a kamikaze.
Well, yeah.
And I don't think Belvedere's probably the vodka of choice for kamikazes.
No.
Probably more for like... what?
Bruce's not doing drink recipes on the show.
Not that I want to like rain on anybody's parade here, but maybe we should actually talk about recovery and not
okay.
how to get loaded.
Okay, let's change the subject. So
holy
Bruce,
crap!
It's New Year's.
Half our audience is
Bruce.
Gone.
You know what the best screwdriver in the world is, right?
Yep.
A 12-ounce tumbler of vodka with two scoops of Tang in it.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, half our audience is gone now. Thank you very much.
So Bruce, it is the new year. Looking back, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my new grandson. I'm grateful that my daughter got married and has a happy little family going right now. Hopefully she's going to be able to change her situation a little coming up. But she started working for me some this year, does an excellent job. I'm grateful that I'm sober.
There's one.
Well, that's nothing else happens if that doesn't happen. I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for my doggies. I'm grateful for at least three of the cats. And, you know, the
Which
last
one gets the axe.
It's hard to say. I like Dex too much to axe him. Archie's working on it right now, though. Here's this cat. You can't open the door without him making a full-on run for the door. And he has outrageously good timing.
No, he's sneaky.
He's fast as frick.
I didn't know Frick was fast.
And you know what? That's it. You know, I'm happy my mom's still around to enjoy the holidays with me. I'm grateful in a lot of ways. How about you, Mark?
I am grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my sobriety. Grateful for my clean time after I spoke at the NA meeting last week. So,
did you say clean time?
I said clean and sober.
Did they give you crap?
Nope.
Oh, good.
Funny story, though. I walk in, my sponsee, who's there at the house and invited me to come speak. I show up. First person I see is my sponsee. Second person I see, our friend Doug, who was there taking a year cake.
Really?
It was his birthday. He didn't know I was going to be there. I didn't know he was going to be there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That is really cool.
So
I'm grateful for that.
Yep.
It's awesome.
I'm grateful I found a new house and I'm moving next week.
Yes. Shelly and I are going to move with you. I heard it's a really nice place.
It is.
Shelly?
Yes.
How about you?
Most days I'm grateful for my job. I actually enjoy what I do most of the time, and that's kind of unusual in the world, I think. A lot of people gripe and complain about how they hate going to work.
That Tammy Aaron from Pippi Longstocking, she wasn't complaining about porn.
I actually, a lot of days, look forward to going into work, which is nice. I'm grateful for being in the choir and enjoying my church, and I'm grateful for the kids.
You started to sound like the pastor and there for a second.
I'm starting to sound
the
like Pastor
kids.
Fred.
The kids and the trees that God has put for us to give us oxygen.
Dude, if you heard this guy, you'd be like, oh my God, she's just like him.
I'm very grateful that I am married to someone who is a complete asshole that I love very much. And in spite of complete his assholery,
what?
He always takes care of his family.
I do. I don't know where the whole assholery thing came from.
Anything else? You got dick?
Yeah. Boy, apparently, wow.
All that means is that for better or for worse.
You'll notice I didn't say, I'm grateful for my wife, when she's not a raving bitch.
Which happens on a daily basis, so.
It's like assholery. Wow.
Ice. Ooh.
Just teasing.
Icehole.
Ice.
Because I didn't want to, I wanted to express how grateful I am to be married to my best friend.
Even
without,
at the worst of times.
Without it getting maudlin.
A-S-S-H-O-L-E. He's an asshole.
I don't want to start getting weepy. So I had to temper it with that.
Should I bring 10,000 people over here to sing to him?
Yeah, I was going to say. We get 10,000 people over here to serenade us.
I can get 10,000 people over here to sing to you.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I could.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I could.
Okay. So if I'm ever in my deathbed and I need people to come, I'm going to need 10,000 people singing frickin' Journey.
Do we pick a...
You know how bad that's going to sound?
Do we pick a date yet for the Recovery 101 convention?
I want to have a convention really badly. But where would we have it?
Someplace. Any place.
We should have it in Vegas.
We should have it in the UK.
Yeah! I've never been to, oh no, then I got to get on
the
plane.
Most of our, even though I would I'd totally love to do it in the UK, the majority of our listeners are in the United States. I mean, there's certainly
if
people
if we had
in
the UK,
countries.
Katie would have 10,000 people show up.
Yeah, we'd be in the UK, there'd be like three people.
No.
Amanda and Katie and I don't know who else.
No. They'd
some
they'd
dude named
joy.
Tim.
If we did it in Australia, Diane could be there.
Diane could be there. You know what? The other day, it went crazy in India. It was like, I got like 215 downloads in one day from India.
We're not
going to
have it in India.
We're not having it in India.
We're not having it in India.
There was some city was the second leading downloader for a single city in one day.
I have a question.
We have an answer.
Anybody have any resolutions that you're going to ignore this year?
That we're going to ignore this year?
Because that's what always happens with resolutions. So, I'm going to get in shape, and then by the end of the year, you're still 50 pounds.
I am in shape.
I'm
round as a
round
shape.
Round as a shape.
I was going to say, I'm already in shape.
What shape are you in?
And you were talking about packs of people earlier. I said, I got a six-pack. I'm in okay shape physically.
I think you're perfect just the way you are.
Physically, I'm in okay shape. My tummy's flat, and my butt's still fairly round. I'm okay.
You have a nice butt.
My New Year's resolution? Backyard. Backyard.
Get down with your
bed. It's
going to
be a showplace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember what happened with the, I'm going to plant zucchini.
Hey, Shelly, I did plant zucchini.
Went, you did not.
It went freaking crazy. Well, I hired a guy to plant zucchini.
You got some skanked out attic to go back there and do it.
You're finally going to put some stuff around the hot tub?
Well.
The hot tub? You mean the puddle that forms when it rains in the backyard?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
No, you know what?
Well, we busted the sprinkler line that time. We had bubbles.
I did. I did a resolution to do the backyard once before, and not only did we have like an awesome yard, I put in a fence. We made a dog run. We actually planted sunflowers along the wall.
That
we did all that 10 stuff
10 years ago.
Well, I'm making that resolution
He's
again.
Come back around to it. If you do it too often, it doesn't.
Yeah,
sound serious.
It, then it doesn't seem good. How
I'll
about
check.
You, Mark?
I'll check in with him.
What resolutions do you have? Oh, right. And I plan to stay sober.
I plan to stay sober. I got none. I don't make New Year's resolutions.
I'm able to keep that one for sure.
Yeah. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
You sure?
Well, I have so far.
Well, so far you
make it every year.
That doesn't mean you're going to keep it again.
No, I won't.
You have to give it away.
Well, no, I'll give it away.
Then you won't have it anymore.
God will provide.
Amen.
How about you, Shelly? What's your resolution?
Well, my resolution is certainly not to stay sober. Because that's not my job. I don't get to decide that. God decided that.
It's your footwork.
Yeah, but I do that on a daily basis, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
I don't need to resolve to do that.
Okay.
I don't know, actually. There are so many areas that I could improve upon. That it's hard to pick one. I think my resolution is to get up every morning and do the best I can with the tools and the things that I am given.
Don't you already do that?
Some days better than others. To be honest, there are a lot of days when nothing gets done because I'm still trying to figure out how to work around days when I have an incredible amount of pain. You know, I don't want to take painkillers, but I'm not quite to the point where when I have a flare and I'm really in a lot of pain where I can work through that yet. So sometimes I just sit there and stare at the computer or try to read or whatever, and I don't get a lot done. So I don't feel like I did my best. So maybe I'd like to work on that. Pain management. There you go. That's a resolution.
So then what would your final words on New Year's Eve be?
I don't know. I mean, Happy New Year's?
There you go. I thought you'd pull out some Bill and Ted's or something.
Oh, be excellent to each other and party on, dudes?
Yeah.
Except for party on sober or clean or whatever your persuasion is.
Persuasion. Mark, final words on New Year's.
Don't drink or use no matter what.
He took it from me. He took it from me. I could see him looking at me. He's like, I'm going to take it from
you. Mr. Keep it simple over there.
Yeah.
Everybody, stay clean and sober for the year. We enjoy doing the show. We enjoy when you guys enjoy listening to the show. And
call your sponsor.
Call your sponsor. Don't drink or use no matter what.
Okay.
Be the example. Try and leave it better than you found it.
Okay.
Shelly, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can find his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. You can also send submissions in to the 12-Step Gazette. He may or may not use them. That would be a fine thing to do.
Shelly sent in one, and he's going to use it.
And he's going to use it. But yeah, but...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but...
He had a little... tiny white space he needed to fill, so he put out a call on Facebook, and the white space was in the Reader's Poetry Corner. And I said, okay, hang on, give me a minute. 5 minutes later, I emailed him a
poem?
Yes.
A poem?
It's crap, but it filled the little white space. So
there was supposed to go from Nantucket?
No, I didn't do one like that.
Okay.
Two Irishmen were digging in a ditch. One called the other a dirty son of a bitchmore. Bitchmore was sitting on a rock. A bee came along and stung him on the cocktails, ginger ale, 5 cents a glass. If you do not like it, you can shove it up your ask me any questions. I'll tell you no lies.
Yeah, that one.
What the heck?
A little poetry.
Anyway.
A little limericky.
A little touch of class for,
also,
the,
for the Recovery 101 show.
Within the pages of the Gazette, you can also find information so that you can contact Bruce to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town if you would like to franchise it.
Which has happened.
Which has happened. Inland Empire, right here in Southern California.
Yep. Mark,
yes.
People are listening to the show. Yeah. And now I notice the login page is even different looking.
It is. They keep changing the page up. But we appreciate you listening. If you do not yet... We ask that you go to recovery101.net and follow the show from there. By following the show, you can then like episodes. You can comment. You can leave topics in the comments, which would be really helpful because we're running out of stuff to do and we got a whole another year coming up.
I thought this was our last show.
Yeah, but we got a new one coming up.
Oh, man.
Like sunshine, tide, and anal warts, we will be back.
Nice.
Anyway, add us to your playlist, please, and thank you for supporting the show.
Two.
There's a little PayPal button to the right, by the way. You click on that anytime.
There is one, actually. Two more resolutions I have.
I thought we were done with this show.
No, you know what? There's two more resolutions. I have to add them in right here. A.
Go ahead.
They've changed the way the logo is presented on the site. Which means we cannot use our logo that we had before because it doesn't fit. It needs to be square. Why they've done this, I do not know.
It's a conspiracy.
So, I am going to take some of my play money, and I'm going to talk to a couple different graphic designers, and I'm going to have each of them work on a couple of logo designs, and then we'll look at them and we'll pick one that we'll use. The other one is we will take calls in the next month and a half.
Okay.
We're going to take calls. Now, if you are Facebook friendly, you can like our Recovery 101 radio show page. If you want to remain more anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 group. If you go to that page, that keeps your stuff more anonymous. You can ask to join. Someone will let you join, and they will welcome you with open arms into the group. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. If you like videos, we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly, who's the lead on Music Buy?
I think in honor of his 1 year, you should use Doug's Falling Down. Happy birthday, Doug.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Doug. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
Happy New Year.
And take care of you.
Another lost soul without a clue.